The Capsule Demon Murders by Douglas Shannon Bungard. Directed by Andy Felt. Audio direction by Nathan Bradley.
Outside of Brighton Tournament Hall, 11:55 a.m. The harsh morning sun beats down on this repurposed warehouse by the river. Most people have already made their way to the long line.
Keep them pristine, all right? I got some pricey cards in there.
Okay, the elements and effort points seem self-explanatory enough. What about these cards with no attacks?
Oh, right. I knew I was forgetting something. Those are item cards.
And how do those get played?
You only get one active item at a time, but they cost no effort to play. When I'm playing, I'll almost always try and set mine up with...
Excuse me, gents.
What's up?
That shirt.
Sounds to me like your buddy here could use a little crash course in the art of Capsule Demon.
What's it to you? And who the hell are you?
Easy, pal. You'll get my name when I trust you. And I'd appreciate if you let my potential customer do the talking.
Hey, watch it with attitude, half-pint.
You'll have to excuse my brother here. He is awfully passionate about the craft. I'm sure as a man of good taste, you understand.
You're lucky I'm in a generous mood. Anybody else threw that kind of disrespect my way, I'd tell him to kick rocks. You got moxie? I'll take you under my wing.
Oh, wow, how generous.
For a price.
How much?
100 up front and 20 for every subsequent half hour.
Gosh, I don't know. How safe is this? Seems pretty suspicious for lessons.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, that's kinda why I asked. If they're just lessons, then why do I feel like this is some sort of sting operation?
You want some proof?
Yeah, I think I do.
You want some proof? I'll give you some fucking proof. You'll get all this and more, Rook.
Oh shit, that's a nice foil card.
Are foil ones stronger?
No, not at all. They just look cool.
Ahem! What'll it be, gentlemen?
Don't be hard on him. He's a bit of a softy.
Noted. Alright, cough it up, Rook. Lovely.
I'll be around town. You know how to get a hold of me.
Gotcha. Thanks, bro.
How touching. Now head on into the back table by the restrooms, Rook. I'll meet you in there.
Will do.
Holy shit. I can't believe that worked. I told you. I told you, Mom. I can make money with these cards.
Inside the Brighton Tournament Hall. 12:10 p.m. Leon sits alone amidst a sea of foldable plastic gray tables, all of which are set up for playing Capsule Demon. Matches are just beginning, and the tournament hall smells about as bad as you'd expect.
Just what the hell was up with that stunt?
Monty, you spoke three sentences, and I already felt like I was watching the verbal equivalent of you shoving that guy into a locker.
So what? And now we got one less set of eyes scoping out the inside.
I've got this under control. I don't want to scare the guy off, especially with that eye symbol being on his shirt.
Well, you fucking better have it under control now, because symbol or not, I sure as hell can't help you.
We didn't come up with a plan of attack in the car, and I had to think on my feet. Having one person inside and one person outside is going to help make sure we have eyes everywhere.
That's why Amelia called us backup.
I meant something closer. Someone there to scope out clues on the outside of the building.
Oh, great. I'm sure I'll be real fucking subtle staring close to the walls outside this active tournament hall.
You know where my undercover outfits are in the trunk. There's some maintenance workers' clothes and a toolbox in there. There's a drone in there, too. Can you use it to help scope out the roof?
I can do my best, but I make no promises when it comes to piloting drones.
He's coming back.
Good luck. You know how to get a hold of me.
Gene Fitzgerald Jr., serial jaywalker. Tasing bullets authorized.
Huh?
Taking a call?
Nah, earache. The weather's getting to me.
Don't play dumb.
Excuse me?
I said, don't play dumb. Tomorrow's gonna be the hottest day of the year with no chance of rain, and it's been drying in the high 80s all week. Nobody pulls a fast one on Gene by lying about barometric pressure. I know what you're up to.
Wait, just a second.
Drop your earpiece.
This is a hearing...
My mother has hearing aids. I know what they look like. Nice try, though, dick. Drop your earpiece on the table, or the feds will be here before you can get the chance to cry to your mama. What's your game?
All right, you got me. It's true, I was going to cheat against you.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Rook.
I figured if I could get my brother to help me out over this earpiece, I could make a name for myself as a prodigy.
Rook, my reputation isn't just for show. By the time I'm done with you, you'll be able to beat your brother with your eyes closed.
Really?
Really. There's too many witnesses here. Follow me to the bathroom.
Feast your eyes on your ticket to winning.
Keep that door locked.
Excuse me? I mean, that was the plan since I don't want anyone else seeing my trench coat cards, but nobody tells me what to do.
I think I'll do whatever the hell I want. Feast your eyes. Detective Leon Adler, Colorado Experimental Technology Agency.
Oh no. No.
I'm gonna need you to tell me—
Please, sir, I can't go to prison.
That's not—
Oh god, how am I gonna tell my mom?
Hey, calm down.
You got me, okay? My cards are counterfeit.
What? That's a misdemeanor at best. Calm down.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'll cut you a deal. You answer my questions, drop the counterfeit card business, and keep my identity and this conversation on the low, and I'll let you off for this whole ordeal. Well?
Yes.
Good. Now let's cut to the chase. You're Gene Fitzgerald Jr., right?
Yeah, that's me.
Alright, Gene. Last week, you went live and showed off a pack of the new Capsule Demon Anniversary cards. Were those cards real?
Are you working with Capsule Demon Co.?
Not directly, but we're investigating a case on their behalf. Hey, Gene, stay with me. You aren't in trouble for getting the cards early. I just need—
Oh, thank God. Then yes, the cards were real.
Okay, then. Where are they?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
As soon as the power went out when I did that curse, I ran as far from my apartment as I could. I hid in a gas station bathroom for 2 hours until they kicked me out. And when I finally worked up the nerves to come back, the cards were gone.
You'd have to be kidding me. Was there anyone else at the house with you?
No. My mom was working the night shift at the hospital. She didn't get back for another couple hours.
Why didn't you tell anyone? It sounds to me like someone could have broken into your apartment.
By the time that I considered that it might not have been the curse, I got a strongly worded email from Capsule Demon Co.'s lawyers about me showing off their cards. Our apartment complex never mentioned anything about the security footage, so I've been trying to lay low ever since.
I guess that adds up enough. By the way, what's your shirt from?
Huh? Oh, that's my mom's album. She used to write music.
That is too many lashes.
Sir?
Sorry, I was just thinking.
Am I in trouble?
As of now, no. I am, however, going to need to take you into our custody briefly and ask you some more questions.
Oh god, that's what they say when they don't want you to know you're in trouble.
No, it's not. Look, do you know about that picture that was posted yesterday of the corpses next to those Capsule Demon cards?
Yeah.
The serial number on one of those cards matches one of the cards from your livestream.
Oh my god.
And we need you to come prove to us you had nothing to do with those cards getting there.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Great. Now, just follow me.
Before we leave, could I use the restroom real quick? My stomach doesn't do too well under stress.
Oh, sure. I'll be right outside. Just come with me when you're ready. There's no need for handcuffs unless you try and pull anything funny. Door's jammed. Just, do your business and I'll try and get this door open.
Leon, you in there? Your mic cut out.
Yeah, everything's all right.
Oh my god!
What?
Buddy!
Fuck!
Just hold on, Leon. I'll break down this fucking door if I have to.
Fuck! We were too late.
Ah!
Heller, you. Hey, both of you, get back here!
Everyone run! There's corpses in the bathroom!
Oh, Monty, fuck. After
oh,
them!
Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, fucking.
Driving off.
Scanning error. Target too far away. Trigger locked.
Fuck!
Of course. Why wouldn't the tire be flat? God damn it! Who the fuck was that guy in the ski mask?
Call boss. Right, shit. Hey, let me see your earpiece for a sec.
Gotcha.
Call boss.
Lose yours?
No. Gene smashed it.
Hey, wait a sec. Gene wasn't in the car with fucking ski mask.
What?
See his fucking fedora sticking out from behind that tree over there!
You boys need backup?
We need forensics and people on the lookout for a black sedan. 3 more bodies were found in the tournament hall's restroom.
Not again. Backup is already in town, ready to secure the scene and help investigate. They'll be there shortly. Who's in the car?
Someone who fled the scene wearing a ski mask that had that eye symbol on it.
Did you catch the license plate?
Just the first 3 letters. F-N-R.
Colorado tags?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you know if anyone catches them.
Thank you. I'll fill you in after I investigate more.
What happened with Gene?
Get back here, you little shit!
No! Stop it!
Monty's taking care of him.
That's always reassuring.
I have to go see if anyone's still working here. I'll give you the full rundown on my drive back.
Understood. Be safe. Leave no wall unturned.
Will do. Wait, isn't it leave no stone unturned?
Yes, but the biggest breakthroughs in cases tend to come from evidence behind walls. At least, that's what my mom always said. I stole it from her.
Huh. I never knew your mom was an investigator.
I try not to mention her that often. She was a real bitch.
Noted. Okay, I'll get back to you in a bit.
See you, Leon.
Forgetting someone?
Monty, we have handcuffs for a reason.
I left mine at the station.
How in the hell did you forget your handcuffs but have rope?
I was gonna use it to get onto the roof until someone let Short Shit smash his earpiece.
Come on, man!
Monty, you could have just asked me for my cuffs.
Well, you live and you learn. And besides, everyone gets one fuck up on their birthday. What's the plan now?
I say we divide and conquer. You take Gene in for interrogation, and I'll stay here and investigate with forensics.
Works for me. You keep the earpiece. I'll talk to Amelia when I get back.
How are you gonna get back with slashed tires?
I got backup coming again. Hey, perfect timing.
All right. Good luck.
You too.
Brighton Tournament Hall restroom, 12:47 p.m. The stall doors are all open, revealing three more bodies. They are waterlogged and hung from the unsanitary walls. A crime scene investigator is once again collecting samples from the grotesque scene.
What's the lowdown?
I'm still gathering some data to send back to the lab, but here's what I've got so far. The cause of death was asphyxiation. As you can see, the bodies have been filled to the brim with water. Doing a quick blood test, I found trace amounts of flunitrazepam in each of them. Must have roofied them somehow.
Another body filled with something related to the card. Any signs of struggling at the rope?
No. Oh, but what it's worth, the Capsule Demon cards are numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the set. Atropido, Codqua, and Flow Runner.
I suppose we figured that was coming.
Also, we told you wrong when we said the cards were dusty. Upon closer inspection, there were traces of baking soda and aluminium powder on the cards. These ones seem to be the same way.
Huh. Those are harmless on their own, but maybe they were working to make some sort of chemical mixture?
Beats me. They might have just been storing them next to their chemicals. By the way, do you have any luck with the staff?
Not really. They rented this place and installed their own temporary cameras. They've been having trouble with them all day, though, so we only have the last 30 minutes of footage. Plenty of people tried opening the restroom door throughout the day, but it never budged.
Damn.
Another one of those sealed messages got posted to that account, too.
Man, I really don't envy you investigators right now.
If they ever offer you the job, turn them down.
You won't have to tell me twice.
I'm sure it's no coincidence that it opened no problem when we got here. They wanted us to see this. And they must have already been in the building.
I can confirm that much. There was a tablet left in the stall that person ran from. They had microphones connected to every table that they could listen into.
That would explain how they knew when to unlock the door.
There's an incision on the torso of each of the bodies that was stitched up in car wrecks. Seems like that's where their bodies were filled with water.
Noted. Do we have any confirmation on who the victims may be?
Not yet. Due to the state of the bodies as a result of water damage, they're unrecognizable. Present.
Three is something age categories again?
It seems that way, yes.
Given how difficult it would have been to move the bodies in this state, it wouldn't be unreasonable to assume that they were filled with water where we found them. I wonder if Gene really did help set this up. Hey, did you see the sink? That's not just a bad plumbing job, right?
No. It looks like it's been tampered with.
I got something in the trash bin.
Maybe the tube they used to fill the bodies. It's still got blood on it.
At some point earlier in the day, someone, or some group, came in here and tied these bodies up in the stalls. Then they must have loosened the pipe and attached it to this tube, and filled up the bodies while they sat here. And when they were done, they threw the tube in the trash. For everything, one person was left hiding out in that last stall.
That all makes sense to me. Do you have any leads on who this someone, or someones, might be? Potty's had to get in here somehow.
Well, if there was an accomplice to the masked figure, our most likely suspect is Gene. But we don't need to worry about catching him right now.
What are the odds he did, though?
I genuinely couldn't tell you. He's a strange guy.
Any other ideas?
Not yet.
Monty.
Nope, still Leon.
Monty should be there soon.
Got it. Someone is waiting outside to take you back to HQ once you finish up. Police were able to catch the van and brought the suspect in.
Who is it?
Gabriel Hart.
I'll be there soon. I've gotta go.
No problem. Do what you've gotta do. I'll take it from here.
Thank you.
CETA interrogation room. 1:27 p.m. The room is very plain with only a black table and a single metal folding chair.
Wait a minute. Then why the hell were you at the tournament hall so early?
To sell my cards. Today was the biggest day for tournaments worldwide. I had to scope out some potential customers.
Jesus Christ.
Did I say something wrong?
No, it's fine. Everything's perfectly fucking fine. This is exactly how I wanted to spend my birthday.
Can I have my hat back?
No.
Monty, can you come talk for a sec?
Yeah. What's up?
When you go back in, Gene is free to go.
What?
Everything he said checks out. Footage from a business nearby shows him hiding in the restroom for 2 hours. As far as we can prove, Gene was the only person at the apartment.
That doesn't mean shit!
His avoidant behavior could easily be explained by the fact that he runs a shady counterfeit card business. He also seems convinced that nearly everyone he meets here works for Capsule Demon Co. There's too much deniability to legally hold him here without risking excess publicity.
This is insane! You know as well as I do how suspicious he looks right now. We barely have control over the case as is. We can't afford to give this up.
I'd have more room to bend the rules if someone had it tied him up with rope and duct tape. If we double down on breaking procedure, any lawyer could have a field day with us.
Look, I know I fucked up, but this is a bad idea.
It's our only option. All we can do now is see if he'll offer up any more information.
Then what? What lead do we have left?
Well, this seems like a good start.
Who the hell is this?
Gabriel Harth. They worked the night shift with Elliot and were just apprehended for fleeing the tournament hall's crime scene.
Well, I'll be damned.
You boys, go let Gene know he's free to go once he talks with me. And interrogate Gabriel.
On it.
And Leon?
Yes?
Here's a new earpiece. Don't let anyone smash this one.
I'll do my best.
Looks like you're good to go, kid.
Really?
Amelia's waiting for you down the hall. Once you sort some things out with her, someone will give you a ride back home.
Awesome. Thank you!
Guess he didn't want his hat back after all.
Took you bozos long enough to catch me.
Anyone ever teach you how to read a room?
I think I'm reading the room just fine.
We're from the Colorado Experimental Technology Association. I'm Leon.
I told you I can read the room just fine. Maybe you do need a hearing aid.
Not gonna make this easy, are you? And can I take that as confirmation that the tablet in the bathroom stall was yours?
I don't need to tell you anything.
You an actor or something, kid?
What? No, what the hell
is- Thank God, because you can't sell this hard-ass act for shit. You haven't stopped staring at the table since we got here, and your leg's been bouncing 100 miles an hour. Not to mention the security footage we have of you shaking like a leaf. I was an authority-hating kid, too. Only I knew how to pick my battles wisely.
Oh, yeah?
Well, if you want to argue, then you better speak the fuck up! That's what I thought.
I didn't do it.
Care to elaborate? It's gonna take a hell of a lot more proof than that to save your ass.
All right, then. Let's try starting from the beginning. On July 7th, you were working the night shift at the mall when 3 bodies were discovered. What happened?
I thought you already knew.
We have no security footage, but your coworker Elliot gave his recollection of the events. We want to see if your stories match.
Well, we were about to head home until all these people in black robes walked in. Elliot made us stay down in case they were armed. 3 cards fell, and the people reacted like robots. Then when the bodies fell, I blew our cover. A flash grenade fell and disoriented us when we tried to pursue them, but then they were gone.
Now was that so difficult?
Where did you go?
Home, as quick as I could.
Why?
Wouldn't you if you saw that?
This isn't about me. Elliot said your last order was to call backup. Why didn't you?
He pisses me off.
Even after the guy saved your life from a bomb?
I don't buy it.
010203 sealed. 040506 sealed. Did you post those messages online?
No.
Did you take those pictures?
No.
Do you know who did?
No.
Right now I'm hearing a no, a maybe, and another maybe. You're too easy to read to pull off lying to a detective's face. I'll ask again. Why did you run?
We'll come back. What the hell were you doing in the tournament hall?
I play Capsule Demon.
No, really? What kind of deck do you play?
Defensive, stone, and dream element demons.
How were you doing in the tournament?
I had 1 loss and 1 win before everything.
How'd you manage that without ever being at a table? think they didn't have security footage?
How? They said...
They said what?
Nothing. Nothing. They just didn't look like they had cameras.
Did they tell you to lock yourself in the bathroom during the power outage?
Hey! Talk back like that again, I dare you!
Look, they told me if I didn't... Stop! Fucking fuck! Oh my god!
What's wrong with your leg?
We can't have any classified information getting out. Now can we, Gabriel? I've been keeping an eye on my palm.
You...
What did you do to them?
I wasn't done. Though, if you don't want any more information on your little investigation, then I'd be happy to leave you in the dark. That's what I thought. Now, Leon, I've been keeping a very close eye on you. Closer than you'll ever live to know if I get my way, and close enough to know that you're having a bit too much fun sticking your nose where it doesn't belong. So for my sake and yours, I have a proposition for you.
What do you want?
First, I want to make sure we have our privacy. Grab the phone and point the camera towards the door as you excuse our little guests. Much better.
Hold on.
Got some questions? I'm sure. But where would the fun be in answering to you?
And where would the fun be in answering to a fraud? I'm not convinced you are who you've implied that you are.
Oh, good. I was hoping to get the chance to show off more of my hard work. Detective Leon Adler, Colorado State Investigative Services Detective Prodigy. After being awoken by a call from Amelia Harper at 4:03 a.m., he made himself a 12-ounce coffee with peppermint creamer and an egg and cheese bagel. After arriving at the mall, Amelia Harper confiscated your pistol and replaced it with the highly classified CETA pistol. You were then the first detectives to witness the first three rituals of sealing, the first three souls to transcend this plane of existence in the name of the All-Seeing Eye.
What the fuck?
Convinced yet? Good. Now that we've established that, it's time for favors.
What favors?
You see, I think it's high time you bear witness to the ritual.
I'm not sure I follow.
I didn't figure. Leon, I want you to come and see this live and in person. Bring that phone with you to the Van Street alleyway in Westminster at 10:30 p.m. Sharp. Oh, and come along.
And if I refuse?
Then you'll have the honor of explaining to Gabriel why you did nothing to stop the death of their beloved parents.
I'll be there.
The Capsule Demon Murders was produced by the Theater at Marietta College. Dialogue recording and editing by Sophie A. Wheeler. Underscore design by Dallas Lacey. Atmospheric design by River Perry. Sound effect design by Brendan Thompson. A full list of cast and crew is available in the description below. The rights to the stage play version of the Capsule Demon Murders can be found through a link in the description.